Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
First and foremost, congratulations.
Thank you.
A little bit of relief, a little bit of pressure off you now with getting that victory this afternoon.
Yeah, the pressure was all on us coming into this game because they were here to enjoy the day. You know, they weren't under any pressure at all. Young lads who people look at the tables, etc., two leads below, that's a win for them, or it's a banana skin. So they're looking at it as if, oh, we can create an upset, and if we don't, we're going to lose, you know, we're put down to lose. So, you know, it's a win-win for them, though, isn't it? I think from the first whistle, especially first half, we were out the traps. And, you know, I think it should have been 5-6-0 at half-time. It should have been put to bed. You know, we were creating chances, creating and, you know, opening them up in little patches of the pitch and getting into the pockets with the danger men like Donoghue. You know, he was class today. He kept drifting into the little holes and getting on the ball. You know, we should have been a bit more lethal around the box, and, you know, we should have took more chances to take the pressure off a bit more and start enjoying it. And that's what we said at half time, because we had a good tempo, and if I'm honest, the tempo did drop second half, and we stopped keeping the ball in the right areas.
Well, tempo is I've actually written down one of the words that I was going to mention was the tempo, because we started off in the opening, obviously they had the kickoff, and from kickoff they could have scored. I mean, the ball went out to the player on the left hand side. He just didn't quite get his toe on it to try and lob Carnell. Mm. And from that, 3-4 passes down this left-hand side with a link-up play of Donoghue, Bannister and Thompson. And then the ball whipped in. So from what could have been an absolute disastrous start, within 112 seconds, we're 1-0 in front. Did you go out there beforehand and say, this is the tempo what you play at, you've got to play at high tempo, work rate this afternoon?
Yeah, and I think going into, obviously, after Saturday, going into Tuesday's training, I wanted the tempo up there constantly in training, Tuesday, Thursday, and following it into today. You know, I had a bit of a game against the under-21s on Tuesday. I thought that was the best way to, you know, get them back on the pitch straight away. Because if you get beat and you've not played well, you want to get on that pitch and make a difference and change your last game from a loss to a win. Obviously, it's a friendly game against the 21s, and, you know, we were creating chances, but we had a tempo. And then went into training Thursday, a great tempo, in awful weather, and the tempo was spot on. And going into today, I wanted to affect it out wide, again, tempo, pace, and get out there back four.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think we did.
Well, you also changed the team around a little bit. You're looking at a very exciting bench, some supporters might say. And again, we're here to ask the questions. I mean, Sam Baird has been give you 100% every game since he's managing the team. Was there any particular reason why Sam didn't start today?
I just wanted to get more experience on the pitch and with the players that I had available, because I wanted to change the formation anyway into what we did. And I just thought, you know what, I want experience of a core. So obviously Carnell, and then you've got O'Halloran, and you've got Priestley, then you have Kay, Winter, Kurt. So it was an experienced,
it's a spine central, it's a spine that you wanted created. And, you know, we go in at half time, that second goal was all important though, isn't it? Because again, good work from the youngsters down this left hand side, ball whipped over, and you know, there's Willoughby, who's full of running all afternoon. We saw him last week, he couldn't hit a barn door, could he? Yeah. Everything that could go wrong went wrong for him last week. Offside every opportunity. Yeah. But today, he does what all good goal scorers do. He's in the right spot. Yeah. He scores for
you. He was in the right spot a few times first half. I think he could have an hat trick. You know, on another day, he should be scoring two before he actually scores.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to get lethal in them little areas. And, You know, he deserved a goal because he didn't start working. As all the front three, you know, Bannister's legs went on him. Obviously, Long was not playing much minutes. You know, and that's why I was trying to make changes to affect, especially second half, because they were tiring, and you could see. And that's why I brought Elliot. You know, he played last night, 90 minutes. He was awesome, scored two goals. I wanted him to come and affect this as well today, because I thought, with the people you're playing against, you can, and he did. I thought I'd give him strict instructions to attack the left-sided number 12, because pace on pace, they can't get near him.
Yeah, yeah, Chris Lynch.
And he did it every time.
Well, the difficulty was today there was so many Lynches playing that we could get confused who was who. But you're right, yeah. I mean, and those substitutions you made today then have all been tactical substitutions. One thing we noticed on the touchline, well in advance of them players going onto the pitch, you were talking to them and giving them full instruction and actually pointing out exactly where you want them and where you want them to be and what you want them to do. Yeah. And they did affect the game, didn't they? Because the instruction you gave came off.
They did, and as the way the second half was going, we weren't at the tempo that we should have been like we were first half. So what I did, I brought Jonesy in to shore up the midfield three, because they were gambling. They were chucking players on left, right and centre. And when we had an attacking four on, you know, Donoghue did great in that hole, but I just wanted him to be able to track back and get in behind the ball a bit more. And I think Michael Jones does that without thinking more than him. So plus he can spray the ball around. And Jones, I said, every time you get it, just pop it out here.
Yeah, no,
that was the danger zones, and that's what they were trying to do.
His instinct is to go back a yard, isn't it? Have a look where he is, and then play a ball out wide left or wide right. And he did that on numerous occasions. When you've got the quality and the pace of individuals, it really can help.
Yeah.
There's a couple of questions in relation to the players, notably Lewis Thompson, the likes of Donoghue, and those two in particular, obviously on loan at this moment in time with us.
Yeah.
What's the short term for those two and for them at the club, or what's the long term, hopefully?
Well, Donoghue's with us till Christmas.
Right, that's great news.
And that'll be reviewed then. He's loving it. I've had a few good chats and with Fleetwood, and he said, you know, he's really enjoying his football again. So he's a great lad as well. He's so polite, if not too polite. And Lewis Thompson was initially for a month, and he's done really well. Lewis Thompson, we said we'd review it after a month.
Right, okay. I take it as a manager at this moment in time at the football club, he's the kind of player that you'd want to stay in the team. Oh. Get a season's experience for him is going to be fantastic, but equally for FC United, I mean, you know, he's got a bit of everything about him, hasn't he? I mean, we saw him last week when he was in a poor game. He was still excellent, limping for 20 minutes of the game.
Yeah. He's a great little player, and again, he's a nice lad. You know, he's up and down, and because we had Lynch in at right back, again, making us a bit more solid just in case. You know, it was licensed for Thompson to go and join in and go and get on the ball, which every opportunity he was flying down the lines. And he had no ill effect from his ankle, which was good. I was pleased with him. And like I said, Donoghue, I was pleased with Donoghue. He's never headed a ball in his life, he said, and he scored with an header. So,
and a decent header as well.
Yeah, he can put a great ball in. I like him, how he can put such a great delivery in. You know, he set up the second goal. What he does that, even last week, if you look at the highlights, and when we're under the cosh second half, three, four times he gets the ball out wide and he puts just great deliveries in that forwards should just be gobbling up.
Well, listen, you've got obviously another week now before the big game, which is, you know, we're going back to the league and back to sort of like the reality of where we are in the division, and we're playing Nuneaton, who are a team below us at this moment in time. It's a game away from home, and it's a game that we can ill afford to lose. So how will you adopt the training this week? You're still not 100% happy yet?
No, fitness is major, you know. You get your tempo from fitness, you know, and second half, you can see people blowing and, you know, sucking it in to go again and go again. And, you know, you need to be getting to 70, 80 minutes before you're doing that, not 50 minutes, 60 minutes. Yeah. So, again, it's work in progress. You know, pound the back to everyone today. You know, they have worked hard, they've put shift in. Are they expected to win it? Yeah, they were. And fitness levels, again, it'll improve from that today. And then, obviously, we can go into Tuesday, we can look at fitness again, which we will be. And take it from there with the football inside. But fitness is key. You know, and a lot of them players will all hands up right now and go, you know what, I'm still not 100% fit. But I'm on my way.
It's all about fitness, isn't it? You have to be fit. You can be an average team. If you're fit, you'll win games. If you're not fit and you're average, you're going to get beat regularly.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. And a lot of the way a lot of these clubs play, you know, I'd say a good 80% are very direct, and they're trying to turn you non-stop and force you back. And Well, I said, you're not fit, you're not squeezing all that extra 10 yards up the pitch, which is then leaving little pockets, and they're picking up the second balls, and then your midfield gets detached from your back four, three, or whatever it is, and you start to struggle straight away because you're on the back foot. You know, fitness is key. It's key.
Goalkeeping perspective, how far away are we, if you know, in regards to Lloyd? Because obviously it was an injury that we thought was not going to be as sustainable and as long as it's been.
Yeah, they said 12 weeks originally, I believe. He caught a ball on Thursday, so that's a good thing. He went to the physios on Friday, and they think 3 to 4 weeks. So it's, you know, he's starting to build on that now, and he can start bringing in, obviously, Handley and etc. So
yeah.
Hopefully we're seeing the light with that one.
As always, thank you very much. Much appreciated. No, and good luck next week against Nuneaton.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.